Welcome to the Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris. Dr. Ford Vox, WABE's medical analyst, joins me now from his office. And Dr. Vox, the city of Atlanta recently held a ceremony in Piedmont Park celebrating the Relay Bike Share program. The occasion, it just reached 500 bikes at stations across the city.
Cycling continues to rise steadily across the Atlanta region, really on the heels of an explosion of numbers that started in the early 2000s. And now the surge in these electric blue relay bikes are really going to drive that home for anybody who hasn't already noticed. But of course, as we know, motor vehicles and bikes aren't naturally compatible. It takes drivers and cyclists both staying aware and considerate in order to keep everybody safe on the roadways, especially these roadways that weren't designed originally for both modes of transportation. More cyclists on the street does make the road safer for cyclists generally. There's good research on that.
Plus, we're seeing the addition of miles of new bike lanes each year.
Yeah, and bike lanes aren't a panacea, but they do certainly help when they're well-marked and they go through intersections. One problem that bike lanes don't fix, though, is dooring. That's because bike lanes tend to run alongside parked cars.
Dooring. I assume that's when a cyclist runs into a car door that's been swung open into their path.
Yeah, and dooring can be deadly or lead to serious injury. According to stats in Boston, dooring is actually the second most common cause of serious cyclist injury in that city. Many states, ours included, have laws in the books that say, hey, when you open your car door, you're supposed to not do so unless it's clearly safe for oncoming traffic. Atlanta will give you a fine of $194 and put 3 points on your license for this offense. But really, not enough drivers know about the problem. And that's where a retired Massachusetts physician named Michael Charney comes in.
What does Dr. Charney have in mind?
Dr. Charney is promoting what he calls the Dutch Reach. And it's really gaining some traction. A video by Outside Online promoting the Dutch Reach has already gained about 1.6 million YouTube views.
Never heard of the Dutch Reach.
Never heard of it, no.
Sounds filthy.
Can you venture a guess of what it is?
No.
The Dutch Reach, in fact, has nothing to do with Amsterdam's red light district, I presume?
It does sound a little risque, but the Dutch Reach is deadly serious. While it's never had a particular name until Dr. Charney started promoting it last year, it's actually long been a standard part of driver's ed in the Netherlands, which of course is a very strong bike culture. The maneuver asks you to open your car door with your hand opposite the door. So sitting on the driver's side of your vehicle, you're going to reach over with your right hand to open the door. This forces you to kind of turn your whole body. Hopefully it'll become a habit, forcing you to turn your body and look out the window, look at the mirror for oncoming traffic, cyclists, before you swing open your car door. Now, I actually first heard about the Dutch Reach before anybody called it that from another Boston doctor who was working alongside me at a rehab hospital. We were talking about a case, a patient who had been injured in a cycling accident. That doctor grew up in the Netherlands, but of course practicing in Boston, and he always remained shocked at how careless American drivers can be towards cyclists. But it makes all the difference in the world now to have kind of a catchy name for this maneuver, and I think that's really going to help it spread.
What sparked Dr. Charney to coin that term?
There's a popular coffee shop in Somerville, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. It's called the Diesel Cafe. I used to frequent it myself when I lived nearby. One of the well-known baristas there died last summer when a Jeep driver swung open their car door. She was riding her bike. She collided with it. She was thrown into an oncoming dump truck. Her death really impacted a lot of people in Boston. Dr. Charney was certainly one of them. He started a website called thedutchreach.org. It explains the proper way a car door should open using this maneuver with simple graphics. There are links, of course, to the growing media coverage that he's helping generate.
Sounds like the good doctor is going to help a lot of people in his retirement as well.
I think he will. And while we're on the subject of bike safety, it's not just about making drivers more aware. Cyclists must stay aware, too. Distracted cycling is actually becoming an increasing problem. So even if Dr. Charney's Dutch Reach campaign is highly successful, it's not going to be 100% so. You know, cyclists have really got to stay on the ball.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. And if you missed that website, just head to WABE.org's news tab and look for the Medical Minute. That's under the health section. See you next week.